Hello, I'm Scott Belknaves, and welcome to CJNU Presents Stan Rogers. In 1987, I watched a documentary featured on David Suzuki's magnificent The Nature of Things on the CBC about Canadian scientist Owen Beatty's investigation into the cause of the failure of the Franklin Expedition, that ill-fated voyage by the HMS Erebus and Terror trying to find the Northwest Passage across the top of Canada, which ended in starvation and cannibalism in Canada's frozen north. While the science of the investigation was fascinating to a 19-year-old science geek like me, what really stood out was one particular song they used in the documentary. The song was minimalist in the extreme, just singing, but the melody was complex and the lyrics were like nothing I'd ever heard on the radio before. The World Wide Web wasn't a thing in 1987, so it took me some time to figure out who the singer was. I ended up actually phoning the CBC to ask them who it was. After a few transfers around, I was eventually connected to someone who said, "Oh yes, I know who that is. It's Stan Rogers. Haven't you heard of him?" I'll wager a few of you out there haven't heard of Stan Rogers. When we think of Canadian music, we think of Joni Mitchell, Gordon Lightfoot, Anne Murray, April Wine, Chilliwack, as well as some of the more recent Canadian acts such as Blue Rodeo, Great Big Sea, Our Lady Peace, and Sloan. But Stan Rogers doesn't typically get mentioned among those luminaries, and I think that's a shame, because despite his short career, I think he stands as one of Canada's greatest musical talents. After listening for the next hour, I hope you'll agree. From the 1987 documentary and off of his 1981 album of the same name, here's Stan with Northwest Passage.
For just one time, I would take the Northwest Passage to find the hand of Franklin reaching for the Beaufort Sea. Tracing one warm line through a land so wide and savage, and make a Northwest Passage to the sea. Westward from the Davis Strait is there 'twas said to lie, the sea route to the Orient for which so many died, seeking gold and glory, leaving weathered broken bones and a long forgotten lonely cairn of stones. For just one time I would take the Northwest Passage to find the hand of Franklin reaching for the Beaufort Sea. Tracing one warm line through a land so wide and savage, and make a Northwest Passage to the sea. 3 centuries thereafter, I take passage over land in the footsteps of brave counsel where his sea of flowers began, watching cities rise before me, then behind me sink again. This tardiest explorer driving hard across the plain. For just one time I would take the Northwest Passage to find the hand of Franklin reaching for the Beaufort Sea. Tracing one warm line through a land so wide and savage, and make a Northwest Passage to the sea. And through the night behind the wheel, the mileage clicking west, I think upon Mackenzie, David Thompson, and the rest, who cracked the mountain ramparts and did show a path for me to race the roaring Fraser to the sea. For
just one time
I would take
the Northwest Passage
to find
the hand of Franklin
reaching
for the
Beaufort
Sea.
Tracing
one
warm
line
through
a land
so wide
and savage,
and
make
a Northwest
Passage
to
the
sea.
How
then am
I so
different
from
the
first
men
through
this way?
Like
them,
I left
a settled
life.
I threw
it all
away
to
seek
a Northwest
Passage
at
the
call
of
many
men,
to
find
there
but
the
road
back
home
again.
For
just
one
time
I
would
take
the
Northwest
Passage
to
find
the
hand
of
Franklin
reaching
for
the
Beaufort
Sea.
Tracing
one
warm
line
through
a
land
so wide
and
savage,
and
make
a
Northwest
Passage
to
the
sea.
Stan Rogers was born in Hamilton, Ontario in November of 1949, the eldest son of Nathan and Valerie Rogers, two Canadians who had moved from the Maritimes to Hamilton to find work, a theme which would resonate throughout Rogers' work. In high school, he began to take an interest in folk music and, due to his Maritime roots, gravitated towards the East Coast style of folk music. He had a great sense of humor, which comes through in many of his songs, like this one, a tale of an Easterner who moves out west to find work, which Rogers humorously titled The Idiot.
I often take these night shift walks when the foreman's not around. Turn my back on the cooling stacks and make for open ground. Far out beyond the tank farm fence where the gas flare makes no sound. I forget the stink and I always think back to that eastern town. I remember back 6 years ago, this western life I chose. And every day the news would say some factory's going to close. Well, I could have stayed to take the dole, but I'm not one of those. I take nothing free and that makes me an idiot, I suppose. So I bid farewell to the eastern town I never more will see. But work I must, so I eat this dust and breathe refinery. Oh, I miss the green and the woods and streams, and I don't like cowboy clothes. But I like being free, and that makes me an idiot, I suppose. Yeah. So come all you fine young fellers who've been beaten to the ground. This western life's no paradise, but it's better than lying down. Oh, the streets aren't clean and there's nothing green, and the hills are dirty brown. But the government dole will rot your soul back there in your hometown. So bid farewell to the eastern town you never more will see. There's self-respect and a steady check in this refinery. You will miss the green and the woods and streams, and the dust will fill your nose. But you'll be free and just like me, an idiot, I suppose.
band's songs often revolved around the trials and tribulations, as well as the gentler moments, of working folk. We'll see that as another common theme throughout his work. Ordinary people, living their ordinary lives. Common dull slog of daily existence. And yet, Stan was able to find the poetry and beauty even in just a lazy winter's afternoon. Here he is with Working Joe.
I used to love these lazy winter afternoons, starting out too late, giving up too soon. Coming home to coffee and a trashy book, never paying any mind. If things were never done on time, was when a fella could just let time slip away. No worries, car or telephone, just rent and food to pay. And every night with single buddies boozing at the bar, living for the minute, taking every hour in it. But now there's just too much to do in any given day. Oh, the car, the phone, the kitty shoes, too many bills to pay. Running from the crack of dawn till Knowlton reads the news, and falling into bed too white to even kiss the wife goodnight. Oh, 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 just another working Joe.
That's beautiful.
Oh, the baby's in the swing-o-matic, singing rock and roll. My sweetie's in the kitchen, whipping up my favorite casserole. I knocked off work at 10 o'clock, the kids are still in school. Oh, the coffee pot is perking. To hell with bloody working. Whoa, it sure is sweet to sit at home and let time slip away. Though tomorrow I'll be scratching through another working day. But when I start to come apart from all the things to do, I know that I'll be taking soon another lazy winter afternoon. Oh, oh, oh. Just another working Joe.
Say.